But right now, time to talk Ducks and Stanford. After knocking off Oregon State and Corvallis, they'll be at Matt Knight Arena, three-game winning streak. Our guest wears many hats. He's an anchor and reporter, KTVU-TV in the Bay Area. Now his fourth season as the voice of Cardinal Football and Hoops. Follow him on Twitter. Use the handle at Stanford Voice. Scott Reese joins us. Scott, much appreciate the time. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How you doing?
All right. So for those not familiar, you're a Stanford alum. Called games when you were in school, and you worked in the Bay Area, ESPN, and more, including covering the Sharks. My producer's a nut San Jose Shark fan. But if you can reflect back the summer of 2013 personally, what kind of moment was it for you when you realized that you got the Cardinal gig?
It was awesome. Being an alum and a diehard fan and having worked in TV and a little bit of radio for my whole career, this was sort of a dream gig. And as you mentioned, I got to call the games when I was a student. So to be able to think that you're actually going back 20 years later and doing the same thing professionally and going on the road with the teams, especially with football doing what they're doing over the last 6 years, it's been awesome.
Yeah, we were talking about I thought one of the most underplayed national stories was that Stanford ended up with 10 wins this year. Is it me, or is it like considering what they lost, how they struggled at times, and the fact that there were good expectations for them to get 10 wins a game? I mean, what does that say about where David Shaw has continued to take this program when he took the baton from Coach Harbaugh?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible to think about where Stanford football was a decade ago, just completely in the dumps. And, you know, they were 1-11 in 2006. And now they're at a point where expectations are so colossal that you win 10 games, you finish ranked 12th in the country, and still a lot of fans will say, yeah, this year was kind of a disappointment, which is just insane. So, yeah, it's crazy. And it's obviously you folks at Oregon. Other than this year, you know, you've been on the same high for about the same time frame. So, you know, it's great when you win a lot of games, and expectations are tough, but you'd rather have that than the alternative.
Sure. Now, obviously, over your career, you've been to some legendary venues. In early December, Cardinal played at Kansas, and I know the new coach, Gerard Haas, played for the Jayhawks. But for you, I'm kind of curious, was it your first time there, and what kind of experience is it to, you know, visit a hallowed hall like that?
It was. It was my first time. It was definitely a bucket list kind of experience, and it lived up to it. I mean, it was an unbelievable game day experience. Even just the little things like eating lunch in the hotel before we went over to the arena and just seeing, you know, probably 75 people all wearing Jayhawks colors and shirts and whatnot, just gathering at a random hotel lunch spot. There was no reason for them to be there, but it was just every place in town was the same feel. You sense that, you know, the entire town shuts down. And, you know, it's not like North Carolina was in town. I mean, it was just a random game for them, but it envelops the whole community. It's really cool. The experience at Fog Allen was unbelievable. The students were great, the band, just everything about it. So I sort of liken it to my first trip to Notre Dame with football a couple of years ago. It's just one of those things that if you haven't done it and you're a big sports fan, you owe it to yourself to check it out.
Talking with the voice of Stanford, Scott Reese. Once last season wrapped after 8 years at the helm, obviously the decision was made to dismiss Johnny Dawkins. I mentioned they brought in Coach Haas from Alabama, Birmingham, who worked for Roy Williams at Kansas. He worked at North Carolina with him. So he got a great resume. But as an alum from your chair and those you heard from, hearkening back to when that decision was made, how was that received?
I think it was received well. You know, nobody knew for sure, obviously. You never do in this sort of situation. But, you know, he seemed to check all the boxes. He was a great player in his day. He had Bay Area roots. He's an academic-minded guy. He was an academic All-American as a player at Kansas, so he gets that aspect of Stanford, which is obviously critical in terms of recruiting and understanding sort of the backdrop for Stanford athletics. And, you know, he won at UAB. He won quickly. He won decisively. He went to tournaments. He won a game in the tournament, so he was sort of seen as this up-and-coming guy, young enough to relate to, you know, the current crop of students. So, you know, That's sort of the best way I can put it is the view, I think, among my view, and I think a lot of people shared it, was he checks all the boxes. I hear he's a great guy. He's very personable, very likable. And, you know, it's been interesting because it's a very different dynamic, I think, than we've seen over the last 8 years with Coach Dawkins. And not to say good or bad one way or the other, but it's just a very different feel in terms of the way he runs the program.
Let's get to last night. The win at Gill took out the Beavs, got it done without the stud junior, Reed Travis, top scorer, top rebounder, busted up his shoulder last week, and he just returned from missing a couple of games. So, Scott, I mean, how would you evaluate, A, his status, and B, what he means to this Cardinal team?
He means a lot. He is not only, you mentioned the points and the rebounds, but he's also the team captain. So he is a leader for this group in every sense of the word. As far as his status for tomorrow, I don't know for certain. You know, Stanford doesn't play during the week next week. It's the rivalry week with Cal. So after tomorrow, there's not another game until the following weekend. So you sort of think logically, well, maybe it makes sense if there's any doubt to hold him out one more game, because then you get a full week of recovery time, especially because he re-aggravated the shoulder, as you mentioned. This is the second time he's done it. So I don't know for sure whether we'll see him tomorrow, but I'm certainly expecting that the team will they'll just have to, you know, play next man up, as they've done the last three games. They haven't had Reed for much of the last 2 weeks, and obviously they were able to get a win last night without him.
Talking Stanford hoops with the voice of the Cardinals, Scott Reese, and Coach Haas has kind of tinkered with the lineup at times this season. Recently handed the point guard duties to Robert Cartwright. After a solid game against UCLA, he's been the starter. He came off the bench against the Bruins. How's he handled this move, and how do you think he's impacted their attack?
He's had a huge impact, and now the disclaimer here is last night was not his finest game of the year, and he'll be the first one to tell you. But if you take last night out of the equation, really the last four games or so since he's moved back into the starting lineup, he's been terrific. And this is a kid who, you know, a lot of people probably don't know his story, but he missed all of last season when he shattered his arm, and I mean absolutely shattered his right arm 3 weeks before the season in practice. Multiple broken bones, ligament damage, tendon damage, nerve damage, it was everything. And there was uncertainty as to whether Robert would ever play again at the college level. But he rehabbed it, he came back. And I think it took him, you know, a few weeks once the season started to sort of get back in shape after missing so much time. But now he's kind of got his mojo back. He's an energy guy who can do a lot of things in terms of a point guard that you want him to do, and running the show and being a leader and a vocal guy and very intense. So his emergence as a viable starting point guard has been a major, major plus for Stanford.
And last night, start of the game, Michael Humphrey, Duck fans might remember, he had two Jekyll and Hyde games against them last year. He could be a really good player, but it's safe to say he has some moments of inconsistency, which if I'm noticing, I'm guessing the coaches may as well.
Yeah, it's fairly obvious if you've watched Michael Humphrey over the last 2.5 seasons. Jekyll and Hyde is a good way to put it. Now, I couch this by saying he's got boatloads of talent, and the upside is obvious. I mean, he went for 27-14 at Pauley Pavilion
right
at UCLA a couple of weeks ago. He was really good last night. He seems to be hitting his stride a little bit now. I think they trust him more. They're letting him play through mistakes a little bit more, so he's starting to put up the numbers that we expected. But, you know, Stanford doesn't have a ton of guys who are adept at creating their own offense, but Humphrey can do that. And so, you know, he's a matchup problem for a lot of teams. Now, Oregon obviously has the horses and the bigs to match up, but Humphrey's a matchup problem for a lot of teams, and he's just getting better and better.
All right, final thought for the voice of the Cardinal. Being around the coaches and players, your show prep, games you catch when you're not behind the mic or anchoring a sports report, what's the buzz about this Duck team that they're going to face, who are literally on their best role in 104 years?
Well, that's a long time.
It is.
Yeah, I know they respect the heck out of this program, and how could you not? Dan Altman's done a phenomenal job since he's been in town. What did I see? The number of games that they've won in the last 7 years, like 171 games.
Right.
So, you know, Oregon is, they're elite. I mean, there's no question. They're one of the, you know, top couple of teams in the pack. They're a team that, if Dylan Brooks is healthy, and obviously you probably know more about that than I do at this point, but they're a Final Four type of team. So, you know, there's nothing but respect. It's a great home venue. I expect the crowd's going to be loud and energetic. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, from our standpoint, you just want to go in and play well and you know, keep keep the game, keep contact in the game, because from where I'm sitting, that's been the problem for Stanford in some of these games against the top-flight opponents, the UCLAs, although they played well there in the second half. But Arizona, they just, you know, the game is a, you know, it's a 15-point game, and you're 10 minutes in, and that's what you don't want at a place like Oregon, because it's tough to come back.
You can follow him on Twitter, at Stanford Voice. Outstanding insight and information. Scott, enjoy your time here in the Willamette Valley. Travel safe, and we really appreciate you taking some time to talk with us, and we look forward to catching up again down the road.
Sounds good. Look forward to the game.
All right, take it easy.